Jim and Marjorie, now.
7:47 in the morning, it's 53 degrees, going up to 60. As we do every single Friday, we have Carl from New Hampshire to talk about what's going on in and around Boston. Talk about from the sublime to the ridiculous, Tom Menino to Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. How you doing, Jim and Marjorie?
Oh, we're fine.
Well, Carl.
Thanks for
How
asking.
Are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
No, it's okay. Now, enough of that. What's going on this weekend, please?
Now, hold on a minute. Just hold on.
Yeah.
Did I hear that you're going to be on Bill O'Reilly tonight?
I knew it would eat away at you worse than anybody. I knew that, yeah.
How did that happen?
That's a very good question. I think Wendy Murphy may have had something to do with it, but yes, I'm as amazed as you are.
I can tell you I didn't have anything to do with it. Although next week I'm starting my weekly New York weekend preview segment on O'Reilly show every year.
Okay, all right. What do you got here?
Here's what's going on. Seth Meyers tonight at the Wilbur Theater.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
No, you know, he was on with us.
Playing along, Jim.
He was on with us. You know that the other day. Do you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
You had no idea.
I can't plug the thing because, you know, it's a big deal. He's a New Hampshire kid. Come on. Grew up in the town right next door to me. All right, forget it.
No, we didn't know he's from New Hampshire until he told us the other day. That's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know it. I think he left quickly, though. That's what he said.
So obviously one person from New Hampshire succeeded.
And rushed from the hospital to Chicago.
Okay,
that's the Wilbur. He's at the Wilbur. Go ahead.
Okay, Disney's Imagination Movers. That's tomorrow night at the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah.
This is the acclaimed children's performing group, hits Boston with their new show, Rock-O-Matic.
Wow.
Not to be confused with the Bass-O-Matic, which was a blender that Dan Aykroyd processed a whole bath in.
Do you remember, by the way, if people didn't see that bit, you got to YouTube it. One of the funniest bits, one of those late night guys, he was trying to the Bass-O-Matic, and he puts a whole fish in the damn thing, then grinds it up and drinks it. It was like unbelievable.
Yes. Okay, so to be clear, this is Disney's Rock-O-Matic, not Dan Aykroyd's Bass-O-Matic.
Bass-O-Matic, fine, okay.
Yeah. Acapella Palooza.
I love acapella singing.
It's great, isn't it?
That's
Sunday
it
at the Agganis Arena. This is NBC's hit music show, The Sing-Off.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to Boston with the host Ben Folds of the Ben Folds Five. I can think of a lot of words I could substitute for sing that might better describe this event. But nonetheless, I know it's a very popular show, so check it out.
By the way, it's not Agganis. It's Agganis, by the way.
Agganis. Oh, you know what? I was trying to add like a little Cambridge flair to that.
Fine.
Like I'm a bold. Agganis.
Right.
It's Agganis, thank you.
Have you been to the Agganis?
Yeah.
Now, every now and then, one of your faithful listeners will send me something and say, could you please mention this on the weekend preview?
Okay.
And I thought this was worthwhile. This is a local orchestra for 13 years in Milford, Mass. The Claflin Hill Orchestra.
Oh, that's huge.
Wow.
It is huge. It's a nice thing. At the Milford, Mass. Town Hall Ballroom tomorrow night, their season grand finale, ClaflinHill.org.
It's incredible that Milford would have an orchestra, a little town like
that. No, what's more incredible is that Carl would mention it. I mean, do you think there's one person listening to our show who's saying, you know, I was going to go to Seth Meyers or to the Orpheum. I'm going to hear the Claflin Hill Orchestra.
People that live in New Hampshire might go.
It's in Milford. It's in Milford, Massachusetts.
Listen here, you Fox News big shot. I began that segment by saying one of your faithful listeners asked me to present this.
Who was that?
Yeah, that's right.
Who was it?
That's some poor woman who's probably curled up in tears now that you made fun of her thing.
All right, I'll go.
Sue,
to
the... I'm so sorry about Jim. I'll call you after the show.
Okay, fine. I'll
Jim's
go to Claflin Hill Orchestra.
Factor.
I am the factor.
Okay,
go ahead.
If anybody wants to know where I'll be at Gore Place. And I know you're thinking Gore Place, the crazed sex poodle.
Yeah.
No, this is a different, not Al Gore. This is in Waltham, and this is the annual sheep shearing festival.
I love that.
I love this, too. And listen, the Moody Street String Band and the Pine Hill Ramblers will provide the background music as thousands of sheep are shaved naked. There's food vendors. There's dogs catching frisbees. This sounds like a real freak show to me.
Yeah,
by the way, is there a conflict for you with some of these sheep having, you know what I mean?
restraining orders.
No, Jim, I have a disclaimer that they sign the best they can with their hoof before anything happens to me, so they can do whatever they want when I'm done with it. You want to go get shaved naked, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to tell you all a funny story I've told 400 times on the air. Woody Allen, pre-pedophilia, in Everything You Want to Know About Sex, little vignettes, Gene Wilder has an affair with a sheep. I think the sheep's name was Dolly. Do you remember this, Carl? Dolly leaves Gene Wilder, and the final scene is Gene Wilder sitting in the gutter, totally drunk and despairing, drinking from a bottle of Woolite. Do you remember that, Carl?
Do I remember it? You've told me that story at least 400 times in the last 12 years.
Yeah, we've heard that.
How many times have we heard
that? I think I've heard it about 4,000, but who's counting?
I am telling it as at the opening of the Claflin Hill Orchestra tomorrow night in Milford. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, I hope you didn't. Don't remember, there was a big battle on Claflin Hill. Was it? Oh, no, that was Bunker Hill.
Okay, fine. What's your last one here?
This is my last one, and this is a big deal. The 49th Annual Ann Arbor Film Festival. That's Sunday at the Institute of Contemporary Art. Mm. This is the longest-running independent and experimental film festival in North America.
Wow.
Now, experimental film, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm not that familiar with that category. Because I think I've got about 100 unmarked videotapes that might qualify.
That's nice. That's really, really nice.
By the way, did you ever know Ann Arbor? She was a lovely woman, really dedicated to experimental film, by the way.
Now, Carl, I would assume, since you've paused, that the very sad news for you and your fan is that you do not have a gig, as you call it, in the trade this weekend. Is that a safe assumption?
I do not have a gig this weekend. I couldn't figure out. It turned out someone's been emailing all my bookers. We don't know who it is because they signed with Pizza Ass. They don't use their real name. But apparently disparaging me in my comedy. So, no, I have nothing this weekend.
Well, actually, you know what you do have? If you have one of those TVs where you can DVR something while you're watching something else, because I will be live on Broadside News, well, not live, whatever that thing is called, calling the news with Jim Browdy, at the same time that I will be on The Factor this evening, Carl.
So I could actually watch you on two different programs at the
it's
same time.
It's unbelievable.
That's sort of what I'm saying.
DVRs and the TiVos and all that
I am
running out to buy an extra TV right now.
Okay. We'll see you at the Sheep Shearing Festival tomorrow, Carl. Carl from New Hampshire.
Okay, bring your snippers. See you later.
Thank you very much.